It's 8:40. Good morning. And in studio in the Stressless this morning, it's Jay Lyons. He's a principal broker and partner with Compass Commercial. Jay, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Frank. Thanks for having me.
Thanks very much for coming in. Give me a little background about you and how you ended up at Compass.
Yeah, I've been at Compass for about 14 years now, working as a broker. I've been a partner for a little over 7 years, I believe, and prior to living in Central Oregon, was in San Diego and originally from the Midwest.
Wow, Midwest to San Diego to Bend, Oregon.
Yeah.
You picked some good spots.
I did, but I think I'm living in the best one currently. Central Oregon and Bend have been great for me and my family.
When you got here in 2011, it seems like that was kind of a, you know, if I'm remembering right, were we just starting to come out of the recession at that point?
Yeah, it's a great question. When I got here, Bend was really down on its luck. I think it was probably the absolute bottom of the market. A lot of properties were bank-owned, vacant, unfinished subdivisions. So in a lot of ways, the timing was excellent because it's been kind of a steady climb since then. But yeah, Ben was pretty beaten down when I showed up in town.
Well, Compass puts out a quarterly report throughout the year, and the first quarter report is in. Let's start with what's on the cover, which is Downtown Redmond's revival.
Yeah, so we offer up to the brokers in our office an opportunity to write kind of the cover story on a topic that they feel is important or relevant to our clients or the community here in Central Oregon. And Luke Ross in our office decided to focus on the revitalization of downtown Redmond. And I think it's an important topic. There's been a lot of kind of redevelopment going on there over the last few years, and we just wanted to highlight that to our clients. You know, Luke touched on a few important projects. You know, obviously the Downtown Redmond Hotel has been a catalyst for downtown in general and other projects. They took, a historic property and put some new life back into it, and it was a pretty sizable project at that, and has been a great addition to the community. The new Redmond Library, which is going to be an amazing, 40,000 square foot project for that community. And then Luke also touched on a 24 unit affordable housing project. As we all know, affordable housing is critical in Central Oregon. So Redmond's got a lot going on these days.
All the municipalities in Central Oregon are struggling with lack of housing and the high cost of that, plus the commercial development, finding the right land, finding the right tenants, et cetera. What has the city of Redmond done, as pointed out in this article, to help out?
They've offered some kind of public-private, partnership programs, grants, for property owners to kind of improve, the exterior landscaping of their, property, facade rehabilitation and reimbursement, grants as well. And then design assistance, a program if you need to hire an architect or remodel your building, convert it from one use to another. So Redmond's been very proactive in terms of helping property owners kind of breathe new life, into their downtown properties.
Let's move on to the Compass points, I guess, the areas that it covers every time it comes out, right? It covers different categories throughout Central Oregon.
Correct. Yeah. So we track the various property types, office, retail and industrial, and then also multifamily.
All right. So where did Bend Office land?
So Bend Office, showed a slight uptick in terms of the vacancy rate. It's no secret that over the last couple of years, office kind of across the country, has been impacted, due to the effects of COVID and kind of the right sizing that's going on in terms of, the work from home dynamic. But all things considered, Bend has fared fairly well and probably better than, most of the major metros that you read about in the news. Like I said, the vacancy rate did tick up slightly. But, if you drill down kind of on the data, there was one, you know, 15,000 square foot office space in our Highway 97 Third Street submarket that came vacant. It was a government agency that, you know, decided to shrink their footprint here in town. So if you back that out, there actually would have been positive absorption and, you know, a slight downtick in the vacancy rate. So I think reading between the lines and understanding, you know, the data in detail is critical. I think the Bend office market is actually showing some signs of life in terms of, you know, renewed activity and tenants out in the marketplace looking for new space. So it's on the uptick, I believe.
Okay. Have owners had to or have been thinking about repurposing their buildings because strictly office use has gone down so badly?
You know, there's talk about that from, you know, various owners. But all things considered, you know, with a 6% vacancy rate, you know, that probably translates to maybe, you know, one or two vacant suites, you know, in your building. So I think most landlords are, you know, doing fairly well, all things considered. They've just had to, you know, lean in a little bit more in terms of, you know, rent concessions or, you know, tenant improvement allowances, you know, to attract tenants when spaces do come vacant. But, you know, rents have been fairly stable, you know, even through the last few years. So I think it would be a unique scenario where a office building owner would look at totally kind of repurposing the building towards another use.
Okay. Let's move over to Bend Retail. Is that a different story?
Bend Retail, again, you know, if you just look at the vacancy rate, it's 6% or slightly above 6%, but 156,000 square feet of that is the old Costco building on the east side of town. So that's very much an anomaly. You back that out, the vacancy rate is just a hair under 3%. So again, a very tight market. We've seen, you know, some churn in terms of certain companies, you know, going out of business or shutting their doors. But it seems like just as quickly, you know, those spaces get backfilled by, you know, new, you know, food and beverage users or retailers, you know, looking to open their doors. So I would say the retail market in general is strong.
Any word on, you know, I know you can't usually divulge names, but is there any movement on the Costco property? You know, one tenant want to take it? Will it be split up into multiple tenants?
That's a great question. I haven't heard any rumblings. They were initially just marketing it for lease. Now they're marketing it for lease and for sale, which I'm sure, you know, will open some doors or allow them to cast a wider net in terms of, you know, the possibilities. But I haven't heard anything in terms of who the end user might be.
FM News 100.1, 1110 KBND. We're talking to principal broker and partner with Compass Commercial. Jay Lyons is in studio this morning. Let's move over to industrial for both Bend and Redmond.
Yeah, so industrial, the vacancy rate ticked down slightly from Q4 of 2024 to Q1 of 2025. Vacancy rate's just over 3.5%, so also a very tight market. I think the market in Bend has been served well by the fact that there just isn't a lot of industrial land to develop. So there's very little new product coming online, which means that, you know, the existing product is in high demand and, you know, has stayed relatively full, all things considered.
So Bend has traditionally not had much industrial land. Or they haven't expanded that out much.
Yeah, the last expansion of the urban growth boundary did bring in some industrial land, and there's still some, you know, left to be developed, but a lot of it has been gobbled up and built on, so there isn't a lot of land to go out and purchase. In fact, you know, when I last looked about a week ago for industrial land for sale in Bend, there wasn't a single listing. So if you're looking to build a new building for your business or, you know, a speculative development, it's extremely challenging these days to find the site to do that.
I would think that's driving companies to Redmond or Prineville areas.
Yes, without a doubt. And Redmond and Prineville have their own kind of draws. You know, Prineville has a lot of demand due to the data center, you know, activity out there. Redmond, for businesses that are servicing kind of the Tri-County area and or need to be located close to the airport, A lot of those companies prefer being in Redmond because it's more of a central hub, you know, to the Tri-County community. So, yes, Redmond has definitely been the benefactor of, you know, a lack of supply here in Bend.
The numbers seem to show it in this report.
They do, yeah. I mean, so Redmond has more availability in terms of industrial land, and we've seen more development there over the last few years. The vacancy rate did tick up, but that's because new product is coming online up there and needs to be, you know, absorbed as it comes available. Redmond doesn't have a ton of industrial land, but it does have more than Bend. Again, they've seen, you know, more development, particularly kind of on the east side of town over, you know, in the Airport Business Park and just north of there.
All right. Well, we're going to wrap up. Our time has run short. In the coming months, what sort of do you see any kind of a trend up, down, stay the same?
Oh, that's always the million-dollar question and a hard one to answer, particularly with all the, you know, variables going on in the world these days. But if, you know, everything remains the same, I think the market here is going to continue to be strong, and there's going to continue to be demand across all property types.
Jay Lyons, principal broker and partner with Compass Commercial. Jay, thanks for coming in today.
Yeah, absolutely, Frank. Thanks for having me.
FM News 100.1, 1110 KBND.